In the headlines, Alifia White found guilty of 2007 murder. New minimum wage takes effect this Sunday despite objections from various sectors. Solidarity allowance registration deadline extended to July 31st. Barbadians again warned to secure their assets ahead of the 2025 hurricane season. And farmers urged to prepare for a busy hurricane season, while a well-known pastor calls on government for retraction of charges against a religious group. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. Twelve-member jury has found Hanifia Reza White guilty of the 2007 murder of her former neighbor, Julene Bryan. The verdict came yesterday afternoon in the No. 5 Supreme Court, shortly after Justice Pamela Beckles summed up the evidence and the law. White, who had waited nearly 2 hours for the decision, showed signs of emotion as the foreman announced the guilty verdict. The case had been delayed for years due to multiple legal setbacks, including a 5-year preliminary inquiry, several arrest warrants, and a constitutional challenge over trial delays. That challenge was dismissed by the Court of Appeal earlier this month. Acting Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions, Crystal Delaney, requested White be remanded to prison. Her attorney, Sophia Moore, asked for a pre-sentencing report. Justice Beckles granted both requests and adjourned the matter to September 9th. Despite objections sent to the National Minimum Wage Board to halt the pending increase on June 1st, government has announced it will proceed as planned. Minister of Labour Colin Jordan, at a post-cabinet press conference held at Ilaro Court yesterday, said the objections ranged from the increase being too little to consideration for its impact on the economy and employers not having adequate time.
The Minimum Wage Board has examined all of the submissions, all of the objections, and the board submitted a report to the cabinet. The cabinet made a decision today to continue with the introduction of the increase in the national minimum wage, so that from June the 1st, the national minimum wage will be $10.50 across the board, with a sectoral minimum wage of $11.43. Now, the overtime rate and the double time rate follows from the $10.50 and the $11.43.
Minister Jordan also revealed one adjustment made based on the board's recommendation dealing specifically with internships and job attachments for first-time employees.
A proposal from the board, a recommendation from the Minimum Wage Board that we have agreed to, is that for persons, particularly young people, but persons generally who are part of a structured program, apprenticeship, work experience program, will be paid at a rate of 85% of the minimum wage. And we agreed that that made sense. There are some stipulations. It must be, well, the categories that it must fulfill: the one that is part of a program, a voluntary internship, but not exceeding 3 months, or job attachment or work experience program, not exceeding 3 months in total.
Minister Colin Jordan further warned employers not to cut hours for staff, stating government could have enforced a minimum wage weekly rate instead, but did not. The deadline to register for government solidarity allowance program has been extended to July 31st. Minister in the Ministry of Finance Ryan Strachan, following an earlier statement pointing to 150,000 successful recipients and a deadline of June 30th, revealed yesterday an additional month would be granted to ensure everyone had ample time to register. However, speaking from Ilaro Court at the first in a series of weekly post-cabinet press conferences yesterday, Minister Strachan also outlined a process for those who did not receive the $300 allowance by the specified time.
The Director of Finance, along with the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Labour, as well as the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of People Empowerment. Those three officials will sit as the appellate mechanism, such that if, as we go through this process, and anyone feels as if they have not been having applied and not necessarily meeting the criteria, if they feel as if they have been if they feel aggrieved, then they are free to write to the appellate mechanism, and we will investigate to make sure that those things are corrected if adjudged to be so.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Economic Affairs and Investment, Ryan Strawn. The Barbados Water Authority late yesterday completed repairs on the ruptured main in Odessa McLean Drive. In a press release, the BWA stated that temporary reinstatement of the roadway has been completed and permanent reinstatement with asphalt will be assigned to a contractor. It also noted that pumping has resumed and personnel are checking the distribution network to verify flows and pressures. Water tankers will continue to assist residents of any affected areas in the interim. The General Insurance Association of Barbados is appealing to Barbadians to be prepared for the hurricane season, which begins on June 1st. The association's president, Andrea Walton, says they will intensify their public education campaign about the types of insurance needed for the hurricane season.
The Barbados Meteorological Office is advising Barbadians to brace for potentially active Atlantic hurricane season this year, with predictions for 17 named storms and 9 hurricanes, including 4 major ones, according to early projections. The General Insurance Association of Barbados, GIAB, is therefore warning the public of the importance of being vigilant while preparing for this season and any disaster, as there can be flooding, fires, and prolonged disruption to homes and businesses. The association will continue with its public awareness to educate them about the insurance options available to help protect clients' property, possessions, and financial well-being.
President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Andrea Walton. With the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season underway in a matter of days, the Barbados Agricultural Society is stepping up efforts to help local farmers prepare for weather-related threats. Chief Executive Officer James Paul says the BAS is focused on building resilience in the sector following the challenges faced last year due to extreme heat and other climate-related impacts. Mr. Paul told Starcom Network News the goal is to minimize the risk of future losses to the sector.
Now to do, we are actually at EBS trying to help prepare farmers to face challenges that are likely to occur during the hurricane season and as we go into the latter half of the year. Because remember, last year we had some very real threats in terms of the heat and how farmers were using operational systems on the farms that manage the heat. We are having a seminar on Saturday, at which, of course, we will be having our representatives from the Barbados Meteorological Services to tell the farmers about what they can expect as we go forward for the rest of the year in terms of any weather events, in order to ensure that the losses that, say, farmers experienced last year, that we try to minimize and reduce as much as possible.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Pastor of the First Baptist Church, Paul Leacock, is calling for religious groups to be able to freely express their beliefs in light of a controversial court case. His comments came as the legal hearing in the case of Praise Academy of Dance versus the National Independence Festival of Creative Arts began in the High Court yesterday. The case surrounds the 2023 NIFCA competition, where Praise Academy submitted a performance titled Speak Life that portrayed a teenage girl grappling with her gender identity and ultimately finding peace through God. The piece was disqualified by the judges who claimed it contained defamatory claims. Reverend Leacock is calling on government to step in and have the controversial disqualification retracted and issue an apology.
Now to do a simple expression within NIFCA, they are to be banned and told that they can't perform it. What are the young people who perform this supposed to think of our government or of their freedoms? And most importantly, from the perspective of the church, we look at this very carefully because it could only get worse. And we are not willing for it to get worse. We are expecting government to defend the constitutional rights of its citizens so that we have freedom of speech, we have freedom of conscience, and we have freedom of religion. If we do not agree from a biblical perspective that there are not 197 genders, we have the right to be able to say so.
Pastor of the First Baptist Church, Reverend Paul Leacock. And the Antigua and Barbuda authorities yesterday said they have become aware of allegations that one of the country's flagged vessels has been carrying arms, ammunition, or supplies destined for delivery to Israel's defense forces. In a statement, the Antigua and Barbuda Department of Marine Services and Merchant Shipping, ADOMS, named the vessel as the H.C. Opa. Top story in this edition, Hanifa White found guilty of 2007 murder. A new minimum wage takes effect this Sunday despite objections from various sectors. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.